What's up, Noelle?
Long time no chat.
I know, right? Well, not in real life, but for the
Not in real life.
podcast,
For the podcast. Wow, it's really been a minute.
I don't even know how long it's been anymore. It's just been too long at this point.
I know. Man, what's been up though? I mean, obviously we talk in real life, but there's just been so much going on that we want to talk about and see what's going on in life because oof, life has been heavy
Yes,
lately.
for sure. All aspects. But I've had some major life changes. I recently left my old job, just because I'm trying to figure out what it is exactly I want to do in the workspace. I know for sure that I want to continue doing content creation here and on my YouTube channel. I love working with brands. On sponsored posts, especially when it's a product that I love. I don't mind, working with the brand. It's really fun actually building relationships with them as well. And I'm also learning a lot about just content creation in general and professionalism and how all that works. It's a really cool industry, and it's only getting bigger because I don't feel like content creation is going anywhere right now at this point with influencer marketing and all that. So I've been learning a lot about that. I've been delving into Canva, just trying to figure out things, and just I have time now to really teach myself stuff, that has to do with the industry itself. So that's been a major change for me. It's taking some adjusting and getting used to, of course. But I'm looking forward to the future and what it holds for me in my working career.
Yeah, that's really a lot, Bibi. I know, you already know, I'm so proud of you. We've talked about this when you were going through, deciding whether to leave your job or not and trying to pursue YouTube a lot more. If you guys didn't know, I'll go ahead and plug her right here. Bibi does have a YouTube channel. We realized in the last two episodes we've never mentioned that. I think we've probably put it in our show notes, but yeah, our girl has a YouTube channel. It's called Keeping Up with Bibi. We'll put it in the show notes, of course. And honestly, it's really fun. Like, whether you are super into sustainable fashion, skincare, beauty, or not, like, just watching that really helps me learn about products and like things that I should care about. And of course, she's my best friend, so I'm gonna watch and support. But yeah, that I'm just so proud of her because, at our age, we see so many people, they really do switch jobs a lot. But then sometimes, a lot of us stay in the same job for a long time and we're unhappy. And that was, a big thing. And I definitely supported her and pushed her, even though it's been scary and this new journey probably is still scary. But that's been a big thing going on with her and where she's been and what she had has been go had going on. But for me, so another reason we, haven't posted an episode in the last few months or really continue to be active, just dealing with a lot in our life. That's like a little glimpse of what she has going on my side. As you guys know, like, I do live in California, so the whole long distance thing between both of us for the podcast has its challenges. But I'm actually on the East Coast now, and with that, we thought, oh, cool, that'll be make it easier, and it has not. Yeah, we thought we were like, we're gonna get everything done, it'll be so easy, but unfortunately, I didn't come here back to the East Coast just for fun. My mom was diagnosed with chondrosarcoma, which is a really rare bone cancer that only like 600 people in the US get a year. So it's super rare. Luckily, she was able to have a surgery where her femur bone, her hip, and her knee, which had the cancer, they were able to remove it and replace it with a metal bone. And so that's just been what's been going on with me. I've dropped everything to come back and be with her, to be her caregiver, and just help her through this life-altering time. But, I'm glad to report that as of right now, she's cancer-free. She has a really long road to recovery. But just, our families come first. And I just had to drop everything to be here for her. So everything else really had to get pushed to the back burner. So that's all I'll share about that. I don't like asking this, but I know I should because we have the platform, but we did start a GoFundMe for her to really help with her medical expenses and just her life expenses because she isn't able to work for a really long time because of this. So if anybody is open to sharing or donating, I would really, really appreciate it. And we'll link that in the show notes as well.
Yes, any little bit helps. And I know this is hard for Noelle to talk about. Her and her mom are very close. My mom and her family, just all both of our families in general, are really close to each other. So this kind of hit everybody hard. And it is personal. So I really appreciate Noelle coming forward and, you know, just sharing with all of you what's been going on with everything. You know, of course, we're not going to showcase everything about our lives, but we want you guys to know we're normal people too. You know, we go through things as well, just like all of you, and we want this to be a safe space for everyone to come and, you know, talk to us, get to know us, but also learn and have fun and just be ourselves. So any little bit that you might be able to give, we would really appreciate it, and it would mean so much to Noelle and to me, of course, as well.
Yes, thank you so much. So yeah, that's what's been going on in a nutshell. That's what's kind of delayed us from recording and coming up with different ideas and just staying consistent. But, you know, it's so funny, like it's always on our mind and we'll always text each other or kind of call each other. And sometimes it feels like we're dancing around it, but then we're just like, hey girl, like, do you want to record or let's talk about some episodes and ideas? And so finally we were like, all right, just sit down, let's get it done today, let's have fun with it. And we want to kind of talk a little bit about, if you listen to the past two episodes, you probably have heard or have some of the understanding of like how the switch came to be and what we kind of thought we wanted to do with it and talk about. But as more time has gone by, we've kind of talked to each other about what we really want this podcast to look like, what the future of it will be. And that's what we want to try to start to do starting in this episode. So I'll just kind of kick it off. And BB, I'd love to hear kind of what we've talked about, your thoughts. But I think, you know, we just want this to be in some ways lighthearted, but in some ways, you know, a little more serious in substance. Like, we don't want to overthink it. We love to talk about and share about clean beauty and wellness and skincare and makeup and working out and eating right. Like, there's so many topics. No, we're not experts, but these are things that me and BB genuinely talk about to each other. Yes. On a day-to-day basis, which was the whole point of us wanting to start a podcast. But I think with us coming up with a cute name, The Switch, we kind of got really like wrapped up in that name and that thinking, like, ooh, each episode has to be the switch on this, the yes, switch on yeah. that.
Mm-hmm. And sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, and just playing off what Noelle said, we just didn't want the podcast to be so structured to the point where it's like you already know what to expect in each episode. Like, it's going to be the switch to what this time. And we just didn't, we wanted it to be more organic, you know, just how it is when her and I actually talk to each other, you know, about these things that interest us, because these are things that we actually do and talk about and discuss amongst, you know, ourselves and of course with other friends and family. And we wanted to bring that to a wider audience. And I just feel like we kind of like got carried away with it and to the point where we were trying to curate it so specifically, and it got to the point where it was feeling more like we had to do it, and that's not why we started this podcast at all.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So, like I said, we just really want to bring up topics and things that are on our minds and that we want to share with our audience. And that's a big reason why we wanted to tell y'all what's been going on, where we've been. We don't want to just jump back in and let's talk about this and talk about that. You know, like, we're real people.
Yeah, this is real life.
Listening. Exactly. You guys listening are real people. And we really just want, you know, not only our podcast, but our podcast Instagram page to go along with it. Like, we just want to have fun with it. We want you to see kind of what we're up to. Like, if there's certain things we're doing or that we're loving, sharing it like that. But also talking about, you know, the things that keep us up at night and the things that, you know, that we deal with that are hard. And because I know we all go through things. And I just feel like not only through our friendship, but through this podcast, like, we can help you, we can help each other, and just really create, like, a special community.
Exactly. And we just want to be, we want to be that approachable podcast that anybody can go to. It's lighthearted, you can listen. But, of course, there will be times where we're going to speak about more serious things that are maybe going on within the world, with, you know, between us, and just kind of be a relatable podcast to all of you while still talking about all the things that we love. And, you know, the things that we're using and what interests us, or, you know, what's the new smoothie you tried last week that you really like, or, you know, what's some new wellness things you've been mixing into your smoothies, or what's your new favorite snack, you know, stuff like that, or, you know, what bike ride, what trail ride did you go on last week, you know, just stuff like that that people are actually doing every day.
Exactly. Speaking of trail rides, great segue. Just kind of thought of this. When a couple months ago, I went to go hang out with BB for a couple days, and she has this really awesome trail behind her house. We went on this bike ride. The girl is a great bike rider. Like, I was just, she left me in the wind, but then she'd like turn around and check on me. I'd be like, I'm good.
Keep going. No, I wouldn't leave. I would ride up a little bit and then just kind of like ride back towards her and then ride back up, you know, with her. I guess I didn't realize that. Thank you, actually. I guess I didn't realize how good of a bike rider I am. It's just an easy form of exercise for me.
It was fun. I mean, I ride, obviously, bikes, but I mostly these days ride like a stationary bike in the gym. So I thought, oh yeah, let's go for a bike ride. I could do this. No, they do not compare. The Peloton, all of that. No, it does not compare. But I brought that up because I've been thinking about that trail. Like, I don't know why. Where I live, we have trails and things like that. But that one just feels so secluded, because what's so cool about it is that it runs behind a bunch of different neighborhoods and people's homes. And it's not like, I don't think it gets like super busy like if I go to the,
you know, like a community trail. Yeah.
A community trail. Yeah. But I've been thinking about that, and I was like, man, I would love to like just come back, go on the trail. And I bring this up because it's just like, it's one of those things that kind of just brings me peace when I think about it. So I wanted to ask you, BB, like, what is something that you've been doing or would like to get back to that like has really brought you peace, or like when you see it in your head, you're like, oh
yeah,
I love this.
So I do love going on that trail. I walk it, I run it, I bike it. That always brings me peace. I feel like exercising and just those endorphins releasing, you know, it really just brings me a lot of solace and peace. If I've had like a really hectic day or a busy day, or things are just not going as planned, that always helps. But I just started getting into yoga. And one of my friends here, she's a certified yoga instructor, and she does personal at home, you know, private yoga sessions. And I just had my first one a couple days ago, and it was the first time I felt completely comfortable doing a yoga session, because I feel like a lot of people struggle with this. But like when you go to yoga in a group of people, it's hard not to feel like people are judging you, right? Mm-hmm. Because yoga is a very difficult sport, I guess. It's not really a practice. It's not a sport, mm-hmm. I think. And it's not easy, especially like when you're first starting out, like the breathing and like, you know, all the movements and the positions. It's a pretty difficult thing to do. And I just feel like people were always judging me or looking at me, or like I was looking at other people and I was trying to figure out, okay, what am I doing wrong? Let me do it like this person. And when I did it at home with her, I just felt really comfortable. She made adjustments to me if I wasn't doing something, you know, right. And she helped me with like my breathing and pushing my shoulders back and just straightening up my, you know, my torso and all that. And it was just really nice and calming. And I felt so calm at the end of it that I just felt like this really nice, like, aura about me or like around me. And I finally felt what people are talking about when they say how much they love yoga. You know what I mean? And it was my first time feeling like that. And I've done yoga probably like, I'll say a handful of times at this point, but doing it at home was just, there's nothing like it.
So does she do the yoga with you, or is she kind of walking you through what to do and then
So she you? Actually, when you're a beginner like me, she does it with you. And I think she ends up doing it a lot during her private yoga sessions. And she also bases her yoga sessions on the difficulty level of the trainee themselves, like what it is that they can do. And I feel like she ends up kind of like doing it with you, you know, throughout your entire practice, because she pretty much did it with me, you know, this time.
That's awesome. I really like following her. We definitely at some point should for sure bring her on.
Yes,
talk about
yes.
it, because I could talk about yoga. I have so many questions.
Yeah, and she's so into wellness. I think she would be such a great first guest, actually. And we can leave all her info in the show notes. If you're in the Charlotte area, Charlotte, North Carolina area, she can, you know, you can get in contact with her for a private session. Her name is Bree.
Yeah, we'll for sure look into that. I'm really glad you did that, though. You posted about it on, was it to your story or your...
It was to my story, my Instagram story.
Okay. I was like, sometimes your stories are so in detail. I'm like, was it a story? Was it a post? I don't remember. But
I think it'll be good for us to actually leave our personal Instagrams in the show notes this time, too. Because that way it gives all of you... just insight on us personally, not just like us as a duo, because of course we love being best friends and sisters, but you know, we have our personal lives as well and other interests. Noelle actually loves to cook. She has a page called Eats with Noelle, so please talk about that.
Oh yes. So I love to cook, and I get my love from cooking from my mom. Actually, she worked in restaurants her whole life. She owned a restaurant for about 10 years. And up until what she's going through now, she catered for lots of businesses and people and things like that. So always been around food. And then when I kind of got out on my own, living on my own, I mean, we all find comfort, I think, in food, and whether we're cooking it or buying it. And so it's just been really fun for me to experiment and like make all my childhood favorites, but kind of like in a healthier way sometimes. So I started a food page called Eats with Noelle. There's really no theme. I'm just like posting whatever I cook or kind of sounds good.
Okay, but the stuff looks really good though.
Thank you.
And everything that Noelle has made for me, I've loved. She's always been like really good in the kitchen, you know, especially like because of her mom. And her mom makes this bomb salad. Her mom is Lebanese, and she makes this Lebanese salad, and it's honestly the best salad I've ever had in my entire life. Salad is my favorite food. A lot of people might find that funny, but my favorite food is salad, and it has been for years, right?
Yeah, no lie. I think she's making some today.
What?
So, I'll have to send you a picture.
Or bring me some.
Or bring me some. Well, I'll have to probably be all wilted by then.
Yeah, because of the vinegar. Yeah, the vinegar and the lemon kind of like, you know, make the lettuce like soggy or something.
Exactly. Yeah. So we wanted to talk about, well, we actually still want to talk, like we said, about beauty and skincare and all the fun things that we love. So we actually wanted to talk about Summer Glow and the products we're loving. Yes, summer is unfortunately on its way out. We were talking about this the other day, how like, yes, we love summer because, you know, the pool and you got the beautiful glow and the birds are chirping, but like at the same time, it's hot, especially in the south.
Yeah, where we're from, oh my gosh, and it's not just hot, it's so humid. Oh, so muggy.
It's so humid. Like, the reason this came up was because BB FaceTimed me. And I was like sitting in the house and she goes, are you sweating? Like, go turn the air on. And I was like, the air is on. I'm just a naturally hot person. And I can literally sweat in 1 minute. It doesn't matter. And so we were talking about while we love summer, we're just so ready for it to get a little cooler because it's just been a killer this summer for some reason. I feel like I say this every year, but this year really has been hot. So on that note, one of the things aside from the yoga that BB did that was like something for her wellness that she did. I'm sure your skin was glistening after. You were feeling good. You had your, you felt the aura. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I've really been loving on the subject of wellness is infused water. I know this is nothing new. I'm sure we've all seen it and tried it. But when's the last time you infused your water? That's a good question because I'm sure it's been a while. I'm not talking about just lemons and some ice and water. So I wanted to mention a couple that I really have been loving. It's super simple. So what I do is just I have a pitcher and just fill it up with some water, but not any water. I'm a water connoisseur. Ask about me.
Yeah, all waters do not taste the same, by the way.
All waters do not taste the same.
No, they don't.
So, no. My favorite waters are, I don't have brands to name, but I love a good alkaline water. I love a good reverse osmosis water. I bet you never heard of that one.
So what are your favorite recipes for infused water?
All right. So one that I've been loving, it's super simple and it's cheap. So I just take a pitcher of water. Like I said, I love my alkaline water. And then I put lemon, lime, and orange. That's it. It's a little citrusy water. I let it sit. I try to give it a good like 6 hours because I really want it to infuse. 24 hours is even better. Like make it the night before, pour it up in the morning before you head out the door or whatever. That's one that I really love. If you're not really like a citrusy person, another one that's really good is mint, ginger, and cucumber. I don't put a ton of ginger because it's super overpowering. Like you need very little, but it is really refreshing. And especially as hot as it's been, like, and you know, if you get bored with water, but you don't want to have juice or soda, like these are really easy, natural ways to just change it up. So, some of the reasons I've been doing it and things that I noticed that have kind of changed is this is really weird, but honestly, I feel a little less bloated. Honestly, I swear.
Oh, well, I really need to try that then.
I think you do. And when I was looking up like benefits of drinking infused water, like the number one thing was that it removes harmful toxins from the body. And as soon as I read that, I was like, I have been feeling lighter and I have been feeling like overall just better. And I was like, okay, maybe the toxins are getting flushed out.
Yeah, they kind of help people like become regular too. Like, you know, some people that might have like, you know, issues or whatever. My mom really likes lemon-infused water. I think it's just really refreshing for her. And lemon-infused water is, it's like, it makes your water alkaline, too, in the body, right?
It does, yeah. I know, like, a lot of people swear by lemon water, like, warmed up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which, that's good, too. When I like that when I first wake up.
It's like kind of like a tea, right?
Kind of like a tea, yeah. And then another one that is so good is take basil leaves, strawberries, and lemon. Oh my gosh. It's literally like a refresher. Not from Starbucks, but just like, I don't know.
That actually sounds so good. It's honestly just so good. That sounds good.
You could switch it out for mint or anything like that. So I just wanted to mention those few things. The list goes on and on and on, but I didn't want to get too fancy because I don't know. We talk about this another time, but have you ever juiced before?
I have not.
Okay. It's really good for you, but my goodness, is it costly. Like, you could shred a whole bag or a whole head, let's say, of kale, and it literally makes, like, not even half a cup of juice. And you're like, oh my God.
What about, like, a bag of carrots, like the tall carrots?
Honestly, it doesn't make as much juice as you think. I feel like the one thing that's, like, worth it is celery because it's majority water.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really like celery juice.
Well, I don't think anybody actually really likes celery juice, but celery juice is supposed to be one of the, like, super, you know, super fruit or super veggie, like, juices. I heard it's really good for your skin and just, like, for your body in general.
I recently got put on to aloe vera juice, which is, like, pure aloe vera, not the one that's, like, has strawberry or other flavors in it. It's absolutely disgusting, but I think it really does work. Like, I drank it for a week straight, and my skin was just looking really good. It did purge my skin at first, but then it was looking really good.
You know what I don't like? I don't like coconut water. And I feel like a lot of people like that. Is it good for you too?
I feel like it's half and half. Oh, it's super good for you. I think it's even more hydrating than like water.
Yeah, it just doesn't taste like, the taste is just kind of like really bland and neutral for me. My mom loves coconut water, but that's probably because she grew up in Mexico and they like just drink them right out of the coconuts. You know, I don't know. I'm not big on coconut in general, like coconut flavor anything.
No, I really love coconut flavored things. I know you don't.
I like pina colada. Coconut
water is like not one of them. That doesn't count. No, I'm playing.
That doesn't count. It's because it's mixed with pineapple. It's not the same.
It's mixed with what is it, rum?
Well, if you can drink a virgin pina colada, but like it's usually rum. Yeah, rum, I think.
That's true. I actually really like coconut water in smoothies. That's like the only thing.
I don't like.
I can't just really drink.
You know what else I can't drink? Coconut milk. Mm-mm. I can't do it. What? I'm a oat milk girl over here.
You put me on oat milk. You did put
I
me
upgraded. On. Okay. I upgraded from almond milk. No, I'm just kidding. So, I love almond milk too.
I actually don't like it anymore.
What?
Except like with cereal. I don't like it in my coffee.
I like almond milk creamers. I do like almond milk creamers, but I like oat and almond pretty much like the same. I like both of them.
Nut milks, superior nut milks. And the last thing, which I kind of already said it, but that I really have love from the infused water is really just keeping your skin healthy and hydrated. Like, the more water I drink, I really see a difference in just my overall health. Yes, it's really hard, but when you see the benefits, it kind of keeps you, you know, going back. Okay, so another thing I wanted to talk about when it comes to getting your summer glow on is bronzers. Do you guys wear them? Do you not? I really don't wear bronzer, but I know BB loves bronzer.
Oh, yeah. Bronzer is one of my favorite parts of doing my makeup, for sure. And
so what is, yeah, what's like, why? I want to hear why.
Because, well, I don't really wear, like, foundation that much anymore, but when I have on, like, a more medium to foolish coverage look on my face, it can kind of take away those natural contours of your face, and a contour is more of, like, a shadow, and I have a natural contour that you can pretty much still see through my makeup on my cheeks, but bronzer kind of just brings that, like, warmth, that glowy warmth back to your face. And I like to bronze like on my cheeks, on my forehead, and a little bit around my nose. It just kind of like pulls the whole look together and makes you not look so flat from, you know, whatever foundation or tinted moisturizer or complexion product that you put on your face. So I just really like how like lively it can really just kind of pull the looks together. And I also love blush too. And my two favorite like products that I've been using all summer for that glowy summer makeup look are the Say Sun Melt Bronzer, which is a newer product. And Say, if you haven't heard of them, they are a newer clean beauty non-toxic brand that I'm really loving. And the bronzer is actually called a Blonzer from Bare Minerals. I really like the name that they gave it because it really truly is like a blush and a bronzer in one. It's called it's in the color Kiss of Rose, and it's a really like rosy, warm blush color that I love to just kind of like layer with my bronzer, which is the Say Sun Melt Bronzer that I've been using here more recently. And I have that one in the shade Deep Bronze, and I actually have a full review of that bronzer on my YouTube channel if you want to check it out. It's a more in-depth review, and I really go into like what I like about it and how I apply it and all that stuff.
That's really cool. I like blush, I have to admit. I just think it's really pretty, and I like how kind of buildable it is. Like, you can put a little bit, like, you know it's there, but then you can put more. Everybody else knows it's there. But I feel like with blush, it's easy to get crazy.
Oh, yeah. Is that
just me?
It's not just you, but some people like that more, like that heavier blush look. Bronzer is one of my favorite parts of makeup, but blush is my favorite part of doing my makeup. I've just always loved blush. I don't know why a lot of people still don't really wear blush. And one of my really good friends from college, I actually introduced her to blush. She had always worn makeup and she loved makeup. And one day I was like, let me like put this blush on you. And she fell in love. It can really just like wake up the face. And then you just look a little bit more alive, you know, like you just look kind of like rosy or peachy or whatever color it is that you put on your face. And I really prefer cream blushes these days and liquid blushes as well.
Yeah, and those are like really buildable. And I think I saw recently, which I didn't know, was that when it comes to blush, like you don't have to just put it on your cheeks. Mm-mm. Like it can really give you color in different areas. Like I've seen people use blush, I think, to replace like eyeshadow.
Yeah. I've also seen where people like kind of drag it over their nose. So it kind of gives that like sunburnt look. If you use like a more like a peachy or like a coral kind of red color, it's really pretty actually.
The other thing, because this just popped in my head with blush, how do you feel about the freckle trend going on right now? I feel like it went on before and then it like came back.
Yeah, like it definitely had a resurgence for sure. The first time I noticed this freckle trend, we were probably like in college. This was probably like 4 years ago. When I first saw this freckle trend, and it kind of went away. And this past couple years, like, especially, like, I feel like it started to resurge in 2020, and it just came back, like, full blown. But I think it looks really cute. I've never tried it, but that doesn't mean I won't ever try it, because you will never hear me say I'm not going to try a makeup trend, because I love makeup so much, and I don't want to come back, and it, you know, I've tried it, and then I said I wasn't going to do it. What about you?
Well, you know me. I'm a newbie when it comes to all things makeup, but I've learned a lot from you, and just like watching other people, but I don't know about the freckles. Like I don't have them naturally. So that's why it's like kind of hard for me to just, you know, look in the mirror and be like, how would I look with them? But I think it's really cool that, brands are now coming out with like a freckle pin. 'Cause then I'm like, maybe I could play with it before I like, you know, show it off in case I look crazy.
Yeah. I wouldn't be opposed to trying the freckle pin either.
You have one?
I don't have one, but I don't have natural freckles either. Most people that do the freckle trend don't have natural freckles. And I don't know. It's kind of like...
That's true.
People like have made fun of people for having freckles in the past. And now it's kind of trendy. So it's like, I don't know. You know, it's like, I don't know exactly how to feel about it. I feel like maybe I'm kind of neutral.
Yeah, you know what's going to be interesting to see is either, I'm not sure how quickly brands would come out with it now, since we're like about to transition into fall, but it's going to be interesting to see how many brands come out with their freckle pin, because I feel like the only brands I've really seen is like Lime Crime. I'm trying to think of another
there's
brand.
A
like I haven't seen them.
There's a brand called Freck, and all they are, like, their first product was a freckle pin. That was their brand, freckle pin. And so cool. They actually have, like, blushes now.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I think I'm going to have to try that out. That would be fun. Would you guys like to see that? Would you like to see me make a fool of myself putting freckles on?
I think it would be, I don't know. Maybe you should try it. Maybe you should try it first, and then I'll try it.
Maybe I should. Okay. Now, I know what I'm doing after this. I've been wanting to go to Sephora. Honestly, I don't always want to go, but today feels right. Okay, back to, I do have questions about bronzer. So, you know me, like I just said, new to makeup, kind of. I am, but I'm not. Like, I've obviously known about makeup for a really long time.
Y'all don't, Noelle likes makeup.
But I've been so slow to just get consistent with it. Like, it's fun for me to put it on for an event, if I'm going on a date, or if I'm just... you know, been looking like a glazed donut for a while. But my question for you about bronzer was, okay, how can I put it on to where, like, one, I notice it? Because I already see my natural, I guess, like, contour bronzer. But sometimes when I put it on, I don't know if, like, I have the wrong shade or I'm just not putting enough on. But sometimes it's really hard for me to notice that it did anything.
So you might not have the right shade, but you also might not be placing it in the right spot. Everybody's face is different, and everybody, like, the contours and the shapes and the curves of your face are different. So where I would put bronzer might not necessarily be where you should put bronzer. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like a lot of people don't really know like how to use bronzer or where they should place their bronzer. But I would just recommend like picking one up if you don't want to like invest into a, you know, more expensive one. Just try to pick one up from the drugstore, or you can also just get like a powder foundation in a deeper shade, you know, 2 to 3 shades deeper than your skin tone, and see how that would work before you actually might like go into like an actual bronzing product. But it's really all about the placement and the color, because there are cool tone bronzers, neutral bronzers, and warm tone bronzers. And just depending on your undertone and the look that you're going for, that's when you like can get into which type of bronzer you want to get for yourself.
That's a really good thing to think about. I think I need to remind myself that, one, have fun with it, and two, like, it's a lot of trial and error when it comes to makeup. Because, like, if I watch how a certain person does it, or, like, you know how, like, when you go into Sephora, they'll kind of, well, maybe not these days, but they used to, like, demo things for you, or they'll kind of show you how things look on you or how to apply it. But sometimes, like, I don't have that same technique, or I'm thinking, oh, I don't have that brush.
Yeah.
And so when I get home, it's so different. Like, the lighting's different. I'm just like, this looks different.
Yeah, and sometimes it actually is the brush. And like you said, technique. It's all about technique and learning how to place makeup on your skin. There are no rules to makeup. And like I said, everybody is so different. It just depends on how you're going to make the product work for you personally.
All right, well, let me add that to the list too. Bare Minerals Bronzer. I think that's such a cute name.
It's so cute.
I find it. I love it.
And
that.
It's such a nice color. I think I have the deepest shade. I have 3. But I feel like the middle one actually might work for me too, and definitely for you.
For sure. I can just see it now, like, especially when it's golden hour. Have the nice bronze going on. Have a little sun melt. It will just look so good. Okay, so on another note, talking about summer glow, we of course have to talk about skincare, because that is, you know, we already talked about what to put in your body. Make sure you have some infused water sometime this week, but you also have to get right with what you're putting on your face.
Yes.
Before the makeup.
Yes, we didn't put it in the right order, but who cares about order and structure, right?
Who cares? There's no order and structure.
We're just talking about how you can get that summer glow, right?
Literally, yeah. Okay, so I actually picked these products, but what's so funny is I haven't used them, but I picked them. And the way I picked them was because I watched Bebe talk about them on her YouTube channel. So take it away.
So the two products that I've been using, I would say for like the past 3 weeks to month, that have really made a difference in the tone of my skin and like brightness and just like kind of like helping like even out the skin tone to really give you that glow from within are the Niacinamide Dark Spot Serum from First Aid Beauty, which is a serum, you know, with niacinamide in it. And I think we've already talked about niacinamide on our podcast before. It's a really good ingredient that I really like, and I find that works really well for those who struggle with like large pores, acne, dullness. And it's just a really good ingredient overall for your skin. And I think it's actually vitamin B5, if I'm not mistaken. Now I want to make sure. So niacinamide is actually vitamin B3 in topical form for your skin. So yeah, really cool. And I really like it. And I feel like it's made a really big difference in my skin. I feel like I really don't have oily skin anymore, because this product really does help with sebum production on your skin. And my skin is really more so normal these days. And I don't really struggle with acne like I used to. Like, my skin has really changed so much. But I think that's with age, diet, and of course, skincare. But my skin is just really not going through that hormonal acne stage anymore. Thankfully, I'm past that stage, that phase in my life, because it lasted for so long. So I'm thankful for my skin to be where it is now. And the second product that I wanted to mention that I feel like has really helped, just with the overall brightness of my skin and really kind of just helping my skin stay even and so that my dark spots don't get darker and they're actually getting lighter, is the Mega Shade sunscreen from Zitstica. This is a serum-y like sunscreen. There's so many good ingredients in it for your skin. There's oatmeal, ceramides, niacinamide, again, vitamin C. It's just a really good jam-packed product for your skin, all in a sunscreen. So you're getting skincare benefits and you're protecting your skin from the sun to make sure, you know, you're not getting any UVA, UVB damage. And it kind of, it helps prevent your dark spots from getting darker because it has that vitamin C in there too. So really love that one. Doesn't leave a white cast on my skin. It's actually a chemical and mineral blend sunscreen too. And I really, really like that one. And I highly recommend. And I actually have a 15% off coupon code with Zitstica if you're looking to try that sunscreen. It's not commission or anything like that. They just gave me the code because I worked with them over on Instagram. You can get 15% off with the code BB if you want to try anything from their website, actually.
I think I'm going to have to do that. I'm about to go on a full shopping spree. Okay? Not on my dime. On my man's dime.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to go.
You funny.
He's been offering. Okay, I have a confession to make. You're going to be really mad.
What now?
Okay. What now, she says. So I haven't been using sunscreen.
What?
All right, you guys, like, life has just been a lot. Yes, I'm still, you know, I'm keeping good hygiene. I'm washing my face. I'm honestly just doing moisturizer. I put on a serum when I remember. But I really haven't been wearing sunscreen. And I don't know what's wrong with me. And I knew the sunscreen queen, my co-host here, would be really mad, but I just felt like I had to tell her. So go ahead, tell me I'm wrong.
I'm not gonna get on you so bad, but really, it's summertime, Noelle. This is where you should be wearing some sunscreen every single day of your life, but especially in the summertime. This is when the sun is as close as it's gonna be to us. In the summertime, and it's out for so long. The days are so long in the summertime, so you really should be wearing it and reapplying it as much as possible. But yeah, I hopefully after this combo, you'll get into reapplying your sunscreen again. And you are always outside cleaning that pool too, and no sunscreen on.
I'm always outside. No, you're right. I really been looking at the Mega Shade, so I'm gonna use your code.
Yeah,
get some coins off.
Oh yeah, for sure. Save your coins whenever you can. I don't buy anything full price.
Oh,
I don't. I find a code for everything. I do.
You really do. I think one time we were buying something together online, and I remember you said, hold on, let me look for a code. And I was like, oh my gosh. But no, you really do always find something. So can I just say I'm really surprised that to hear you talk about a sunscreen you love, because if anybody has been following you for like even I think like 1 minute, at some point you would have heard about the whole sunscreen debacle that you've gone through.
Yes.
That's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
But I'm really glad to hear you say that, and I can definitely tell that your skin has been improving.
Thank you, sis.
And gotten better. Because I know that's stressful and it doesn't make you feel good.
No, and it's been something, my skin journey, like, you know, has been something that I've struggled with for, what, the past 4 years? Well, this year, I would say between 2020 and now, has been the first, like, year in my life that my skin has not been a major issue for me.
Yeah, I'm literally making a list right now of everything I want from Sephora. Do you like going to Sephora in person, or do you like shopping online more?
So I do like going to Sephora in person, but I feel like there's so much more online that's not available in store, and there are more shades online too for different products, and you can just kind of like see everything laid out online, I feel like, better to me. And there's also this app called Midori Shopping Assistant that you can use on Sephora's website. You can also use it on Ulta too. And it compares products for you in real time, and it pulls up all the ingredients, potential irritating ingredients, harmful ingredients, that you can like pinpoint and compare within products that you're like have your eye on to purchase. And I find it really helpful, and I like using it.
I'm gonna have to check that out. I like the sound of that, because I feel like sometimes when you look at products on, whether it's Sephora or like on a certain makeup skincare brand site, you're sometimes they only show like really good reviews, or if it's a negative review, you don't always see the comment to go with it. Or if they claim something to be clean beauty, or it's like curated by that site. So I feel like having something like the Midori Shopping Assistant would be really cool, because you know, they've done the research like for us.
Exactly. And they have like articles, you know, citing, you know, research and stuff. And what's also really cool is just because a brand is not like recognized or saying that they're a clean beauty brand doesn't mean that their products are not, you know, harmful. Because there are a lot of companies out there that don't really use that clean beauty term just because, you know, that's something within itself a lot of people go back and forth with. But just because they're not clean beauty doesn't mean their products aren't good or aren't safe for you. And Midori can compare any product on Sephora's website for you, not just, you know, the clean beauty products.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to check that out. You guys should check it out too. Let us know what you think. Speaking of clean beauty, this just popped in my head. I feel like, I don't really want to call out any brands, but have you noticed lately a lot of brands are rebranding?
Yes, I have noticed that, like, so much.
Like insane.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes you feel like, okay, are they doing it because it's the right thing to do? Because it's trendy right now? Because they see, I guess, like, there's, you know, there's been a developing market for it.
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird, because sometimes it doesn't feel genuine.
I feel like they see that the consumer is actually aware now and knows what potential harmful ingredients they're putting in these products. And they're like, oh, like the consumer knows now, like they're not going to buy our products anymore. We're not vegan. We're not cruelty free. Like, what can we do to get our customer back? So I feel like that's a factor, but also it's trendy too. Like, it really is trendy. And I don't know. But, I mean, it's not bad. It's actually a good thing. You know, I feel like all beauty should be clean beauty. All beauty should be non-toxic beauty. Like, everything that's out there for somebody to put on their face or in their body should be non-toxic to the human body, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, like, on one end, I should be happy. You should be like, great. But then on another end, you're just kind of thinking, like, why didn't y'all do this from the beginning? Because there are brands that have.
Yeah.
And that do. So that's where I kind of feel like,
it's like, did they care at all?
Yeah, and it kind of makes you think, like, do I want to support this brand? Or, you know, there was one recently, a very big makeup brand that we all know. And I feel like maybe the products changed, but it didn't really feel like the products changed. You know what I'm saying?
Are you talking about Kylie Cosmetics?
Yeah.
I already knew it.
You already knew. I didn't want to name drop her. She ain't listening. They ain't listening to this. Y'all can if you want to. But anyways, but yeah, that was like one that it just kind of felt like, you know, Kylie 2.0, all clean. And I think I watched where she talked about it on her YouTube channel, and she was like trying to figure out how to rebrand it on social media. And she literally had her people go through the entire Kylie Cosmetics Instagram page and delete or archive every single post. And she said it took them a week, like whoever did it, the 1, 2, 3 people that did it. And because she just wanted everything brand new, start over. And to me, I was like, you know what? You can't erase history.
No.
Just embrace it and like
move forward.
Move forward. And I was like, wow, like somebody's job was literally, I mean, they got paid, it's fine, but like
to erase the brand.
Literally to erase every single thing. I was like,
it's a little odd.
What?
I've actually never owned anything from Kylie Cosmetics.
I did for 2 days and I took that.
I feel like the brand's target audience is like a younger, you know, group. And there's nothing wrong with that. I have tried KKW Beauty. I had a lipstick from her brand. It was okay, you know. I didn't dislike it. Yeah. It was all right.
Another thing I wanted to ask you was, and I haven't actually gone to one to see it in person, but I saw that Ulta is now in Target.
Oh, isn't that? Yes, I saw that. That's crazy.
The thing I just think about is, like, if you guys don't know, I was a business major in college, and I'm just always thinking business. So I'm thinking, like, okay, but what does this mean for Ulta?
It's like, good for Ulta, because I feel like there are definitely, there are communities where there's a Target, but there's not an Ulta. So now they have Ulta in their Target. So Ulta doesn't have to, like, open a store. It's actually, it's genius. It's cheaper for Ulta to do it this way, but they're still making money because they don't have to go and open a new store in, you know, all these more, like, maybe, like, smaller communities, you know, across the country. They can just put their little kiosk in Target. It's actually so smart.
It is. Have you gone yet?
I haven't. I don't think my Target has that because we have a few Ultas out here. Yeah. But I don't even know if that's a factor for it.
I don't know either. Honestly, it is a really cool business move. And then it made me think, like, how cool is it? Because we all probably pretty much go to Target on a regular for stuff. And, like, now you don't have to make two trips if they have a thing.
Right? I was just in Target yesterday, but I didn't go over there, surprisingly. Did I? Yeah. Oh, I passed by the beauty section, but I didn't see that. I went there for groceries, so.
Do you think the prices will be about the same?
Yeah, I think the prices are gonna be the same.
Yeah, that's honestly so cool. I always would watch, like, I don't really have a favorite between Sephora and Ulta. They just have different, they carry different things, but I used to always look at how they compared. Like, I saw this Instagram post and it was like, wow, Ulta just went to Target and Sephora's still sitting in JCPenney. I was like, oh my god. And I mean, what's funny is the Sephora in me and BB's hometown is in a JCPenney, so you know.
Yeah. I used to be in that Sephora all the time. It was the closest one to me.
Exactly. But I thought that was funny. But yeah, I just, like I said in the beginning, keeping it lighthearted, and I really want us to talk about stuff like this, just what's going on in the different beauty community, clean beauty, and just, you know, the cool advancements that all these people are making. So we see it. We respect it. We don't always agree how they go about it, but it's cool.
Yes.
At least they did it. All right. Well, is that it for this episode, friend?
I think that's it. You know, we covered a lot of bases here, you know, some things that we wanted to talk about, get off our chest, and just kind of just woosah and come back to, you know, the podcast. We're really excited for where the podcast is going. We hope y'all enjoyed this new approach to our podcast and what we want to do with it, and we're just going to kind of let it flow, you know. We're really excited about it, and we hope y'all are too. We'll leave all the discount codes that we mentioned in the show notes for all the products that were mentioned today if they apply. And we'll leave our, you know, those Instagram accounts we talked about. We'll also leave the Say Sunmelt Bronzer review in the show notes as well. It's going to be a jam-packed one for y'all.
Yes, everything you need will be in the show notes.
Everything. So.
Make sure you connect with us not only on the Switch Podcast Instagram, but go ahead and follow us on our personal accounts. We want to,
yes,
like BB said, get to know you guys and see that we are just real everyday gals going through life one day at a time. So thanks so much for coming back, clicking on episode 3, rocking with us and being understanding, and we're excited to just keep it going.
Yeah, we'll catch y'all next time.